Yesterday, we brought you a story about Alaska's very first mosque, and that got us thinking about mosques all over the U.S. So we got in touch with a man who's personally visited a lot of mosques in this country. He's Aman Ali, a comedian living in New York. A few years ago, he and a friend, Bassam Tariq, decided to take a road trip across America. The plan was to visit one mosque every day during the month of Ramadan. They blogged about it on their site, 30 Mosques, 30 Days.
It was just one of those days. My friend and I were sitting around at our apartments in New York, and we're just like, dude, wouldn't it be crazy during the month of Ramadan to go to 30 states in 30 days? Like, there wasn't any grandiose mission we were trying to accomplish initially or anything like that. It was really just, dude, wouldn't it be crazy? It was one of those impulsive, like, spur-of-the-moment things, and it blossomed into this beautiful project that we couldn't even in our wildest dreams imagined.
So you met a number of really interesting people. I think people who would challenge many Americans' ideas of who are practicing Muslims in the U.S. One of the people you met was actually a Native American who'd converted to Islam. What was his story?
Yeah, Bashir Butcher, we met him in South Dakota, and he spent his life growing up on a Native American reservation. And what really attracted him to Islam was the spirituality of being one with nature. And that was very much in line with what he believed growing up on the reservation. And he saw Islam not necessarily as something where he had to give up his lifestyle to begin a new one. He saw it as something that strengthened his core. And we were seeing this a lot wherever we were going, is this idea of being one with yourself and Islam bringing out the best parts of you.
I'm curious, to what degree were the mosques you visited based on kind of shared ethnicity and maybe country of origin versus, you know, a hodgepodge of people, either converts or from different ethnic communities?
And that's a very good question. And it really depends, obviously, on the community. And naturally, a lot of Muslims go to places where there's jobs and industries. And so, for example, in Ohio or Minneapolis, there's a large Somali refugee community because they partner with the government and there's a lot of jobs at those airports and cab drivers. And so you'll see a large Somali population. And in the middle of America, there's a lot of engineering jobs for airport mechanics and engineering and aviation. And so you'll see a large South Asian and Middle Eastern population. So a lot of it is by ethnicity, but when you go to some of the more multicultural cities like San Francisco, even where I live here in New York and Chicago, you see a lot more diversity because those types of cities have so many different industries that they attract people from all different walks of life. But if anything, it's really jobs in the particular industries that attract the people.
Is there any one particular mosque or one person's story that really stuck with you after all your travels?
I thought one of the cool ones was, you know, I grew up in Ohio and moved out to New York. And I always had this vision of, like, I love Ohio, but, like, I'm a city guy and I'm there for this and that. And when we went to Abiquiu, New Mexico, a place probably an hour outside of Albuquerque, there's Muslims there that live way up in the mountains. And they took adobe mud and built a mosque that kind of looks more like a Native American Pueblo house. And a lot of the Muslims live there and they have a co-op farm and they do their own halal meat slaughtering and share crops. The people that work, that live there are all like architects, financial analysts and planners and stuff like that. They just gave up the city life to move to more of a farming lifestyle. And I thought that was really interesting.
What are your own memories of going to mosque growing up in Ohio?
Well, for me, I grew up in, you know, central Ohio, right outside of Columbus, and we had pretty much one mosque growing up, and everybody kind of went there. And then I remember as a little kid, there was another mosque that opened up on the other side of town, and my background, my family's from India, and I grew up in Ohio, and I remember one time I heard about a basketball tournament on the other side of town at the other mosque. And I was like 10, 11 years old. And I said, Mom, I want to play basketball. There's this great tournament. I want to go to that mosque and do it. And my mom said, well, why do you want to go over there? That's the Arab mosque. And she wasn't trying to be racist or anything. In her view, she was just like, well, that's where they go and that's where we go. And this is where our people kind of hang out. And my brain just could not fathom that kind of thing. And I think that's where my curiosity started to develop, was just jumping from place to place. And as a stand-up comic and a performer, and I've been very fortunate to travel, and wherever I go is like a home to me.
Aman, do you plan to do it again anytime soon?
We keep getting that question and we keep saying no. I think for the most part, we're very proud of what we did, but you got to learn when to walk away, because for every Godfather 2, there's a Godfather 3. I think for now we're not. There's always a part of us that's like, man, we could do it again. So I guess we'll see.
Comedian Aman Ali and his friend Bassam Tariq visited mosques across the United States in their adventure called 30 Mosques in 30 Days. Aman Ali, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
We've got a picture of that adobe wall mosque in New Mexico and some other really beautiful photos from the 30 Mosques project at PRI.org.